Can you say you're listening to the Tom and Jack podcast?
No, that I am.
You're listening
to
the Tom
Cam.
And Jack
Cam.
Podcast.
Awful. Awful.
Oh.
Shouldn't have bothered.
Hello, you're listening to the Tom and Jack podcast on Radio Bicester. Why not?
Why not?
Fully endorsed by Radio Bicester, as is everything we say.
Bicester's only alternative.
Mm. Still don't know what that means.
No. I think they're going through a bit of a... I would say renaissance, but I don't think that's accurate.
Yeah.
Perhaps... If the Renaissance was a movement fronted by delusional morons.
Okay, so probably not on Radio Vista, actually.
Again, you're assuming that if you send this to them, Sam will listen to it, and he won't. You know he won't.
Yeah, but this is within sort of 40 seconds. So
he won't
might...
listen 40 seconds in.
Okay. Yeah, we've just put it in his trash.
He'll listen to the first 2 seconds to make sure we've not just recorded... us going balls, cock and fanny for an hour and a half.
My name's Tom. I'm joined with my friend Jack.
Yeah.
Joined by. Always do that.
Yeah. Tom's drawing in his jeans. I've got a teenage girl.
How would you know?
How would you know?
Well, you said it.
You said...
No, you're the pedo.
You've done it.
No.
Well...
No, I got some bleach on my jeans, so they went white in that bit. So I'm just giving it a little colour in. What's wrong with that?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It's just...
noteworthy. Okay. It's a gay hand gesture.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm alright. How are you?
Yes. Well, thank you. I am... I'm sort of feeling... it's a degree of guilt at the moment. I've... come in. Normally, listeners, I'd get here a little bit later for the podcast. I've come a little bit earlier this evening because I dropped my dad off at the pub over the road. Now, I thought he might have been going to meet someone there.
Oh, no.
Turns out he was just going for a drink by himself. And I said, well, before I knew he was going by himself, I said I'd go to yours. I'd see if you were free earlier so I could just come and do the podcast. But I hadn't texted you at this point because I was driving. And then when I pulled up at the pub, he went, well, I'm just going to have a pint by myself if you want to join me.
Oh, you should have gone in.
I know I should have done, but I was texting you. I thought, I can't back out of it now. I was between a rock and a hard place.
I didn't want you to turn up 20 minutes early. Go over there now.
It's too late now.
Your poor dad.
It's too late now. I can't reverse it, so I just have to ride the wave of guilt, I think.
You're a terrible person.
What do you think?
Is he still going to be there if we go?
No.
Do we have to go and sit with him?
No, it'd be fine.
Well, hello, Mr. Short. Hello, sir. Hello. Do a podcast with your son. He's a nice lad.
No. Well, shout out Jack's dad.
You go for drinks with your dad, though, don't you?
Yeah, my parents are divorced the same time I see him.
Yeah.
It's quite a good thing to do. Just have a few drinks every time you see someone. It's fine. Conversation will flow.
See, I have to drive, which means I can't even drink. And also, your parents are divorced. Whereas if I go for a drink with my dad, I just have to sit and listen to him about how much he wants a divorce.
Oh, okay.
And that's not... it's not riveting conversation.
It's been an unusual start. Do you want to know what's coming up on the podcast?
Let's leave that down to the listeners. They can... you decide now. Listen to what's coming up and then just turn it off if you don't want to hear it.
You're being very difficult this evening already. Really? We've only just started.
Tom's made me a coffee. It's nice.
Okay. Coming up, we've got...
Ironic, you gave me this mug that says I'd rather be in the pub.
Coming up, we've got... yeah, right.
Have we?
Yeah.
Lucky us.
We've also got a... Boom boom apprentice.
Did you just tick that off as you went through it?
No, I underlined it.
Oh, right.
And we've got a classical music song of the week. So, well, I think
that's why.
Do you want to skip just to that straight away?
Could we? It's certainly worth sticking around to the end for.
Just briefly, you know, there's a software update recently on Apple phones. Now, I don't know if this has happened to everyone or if this is just my phone and there's a do in my machina, but I've got an unusual quirk, where if I'm watching something on YouTube and someone rings me and I answer the phone, the YouTube clip will play in the background so the person ringing me can hear it.
I see what you're saying, yes. Quite awkward when you're watching YouTube on your phone.
No, this isn't
someone rings you.
No,
yes, when you're on YouTube.
I'm in the house on my own all day.
Stick it on private mode.
I'll use my laptop.
Stick it on private mode. Go on YouTube.
Anyway, I was watching YouTube, watching this particular Yeah Right clip.
Yeah.
Which happens to involve a gentleman lifting a curse. So I won't spoil it anymore, but that's what happens. A recruitment advisor rang me.
And what was the sound?
It was just like bird shouting out this spell.
Chant.
Yeah, you'll hear it later. And the bloke went, hello? Hello?
I think that's just you. I've not noticed that glitch.
Yeah, maybe it is just me. So that was fun. Let's go. I don't know what that is. That's just my neighbour. Right. Do you want some music?
Do I ever.
This is Johnny Cash and that radio.
Again?
Not the same one.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
That was Johnny Cash. Sounding rather miserable. On the Tom and Jack podcast. Not that you heard it. I don't really understand why we still do that. It's just to break things up a bit.
Yeah. Well, it could be, it's arbitrary, isn't it? It could just be someone hitting a cymbal.
Yeah, true.
But, you know, we get to hear great music from...
In a way, everything we do is quite arbitrary, so...
Yeah, I know, but let's not dwell too much on that.
No.
Otherwise.
Otherwise, we might as well be dead in the ground.
Yeah, sure. So, as mentioned earlier, we've got a Yeah Right. Except it is a Yeah Right, but it's not really about someone in the public eye, unless it's about Eamon Holmes again, because we're back on This Morning. Hopefully when I get a job, it won't be as much about daytime TV, this feature.
I'm shutting your butt down.
For f*** sake, man, you're amateur.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
Lovely.
Yeah, right.
This is the part of the show where we take a look at someone in the public eye and ask if their behaviour means that they're Yeah Right or not Yeah Right.
Could have done Quentin Tarantino again.
Why, what's he done this? What, Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah.
It's a bit heavy, all that. I think
it is a bit heavy.
James Corden found out you can't make jokes about that.
Yeah.
Oh, that did you see that on Twitter?
Made me very happy.
Oh, so good. That's one off the list.
It's justice.
Will that
kill
his career?
I really hope so. Really hope we never see him again.
Do you reckon?
He'd float his way back on over here.
No, I reckon there was a timestamp when he sold his soul to get that thing in America.
Mm.
He must have swapped it when he met that genie. He must have said, "Oh, I'll do anything, even just for 2 years. Let me be a host in America." And now it's come to a bitter end. Touch wood. Anyway, yeah, it could have been about Harvey Weinstein. Is Harvey Weinstein Yeah Right?
Yeah Right. No,
probably not.
The answer.
No.
Probably not.
No, right, definitely not.
Well done. No need to go.
I think
people
are waiting to see my opinion on it. Anyway, this week, a man called Kevin Carlyon, who is a white witch,
okay,
was on This Morning. This was last week, actually. And he was using his powers to help Ruth Langsford, one of the hosts, to win Strictly Come Dancing. So we've kept up with This Morning as they've dabbled in the occult, most famously with a haunted doll, which was good, which we visited twice. Maybe they'll do a follow-up of that soon.
Find out.
Mm.
I don't know that there was much more to say on it.
Well, yeah, but I thought that the first time it came on This Morning. Someone said this doll's haunted.
When?
Okay. What?
When? This morning.
Oh, shut up. Are you actually just... it's like trying to podcast on hard mode. Right, so anyway, in this first clip, Kevin will introduce himself and he's going to make Ruth perform a ritual to help her do better in Strictly Come Dancing right. than that. Yeah, right. So let's listen. You can behave yourself.
Who? Hang on. Before you press play, who are we assessing if they're... Yeah, right. Ruth... What's her name?
I suppose it's got to be Kevin the White Witch. But it didn't fit in another feature. That's the problem. Okay.
And it's, I'm not judging. It's nearly right, Halloween. Mate, it's all right.
It's nearly Halloween, so...
Play the clip.
Kev the Witch, I have a problem. I have my wife. She's in a competition.
Yeah.
It's highly unlikely she's going to win it. And I was just wondering, even if she could maybe just sort of stay in for another week or two or do
okay. Well, let's see what we can do, yeah.
Could, yeah, yeah, yeah.
A very ancient ritual, basically, was a lady would jump up and down literally on a broomstick, and that was where the how high the crops were supposed to grow. And oh, notice wow. I've got the broomstick the other way around, because that's how it should be. Right. So if I give you that...
Yeah.
Oh, this will be fun. Are you sure you want to
up
do this?
What, jump up and down?
Yeah, just see how high you can jump. Yeah.
And I can't jump very high in these shoes, Kevin.
No, no.
Ruth but does have her own
because I won't get back on again.
Uh-huh.
Right, so do that.
Yeah, and just try and jump.
Right, ready?
Well, a couple more times.
Darling, darling, you could give yourself an injury for
no,
tomorrow. You better
yeah.
be careful.
I'm just going to do little jumps. I'll do three little jumps.
Very uh-huh. good. Now, that's going to motivate you up Strictly Come Dancing.
Up the leaderboard.
Definitely.
Well, I'm right at the bottom, so the only way is up, really.
Yeah,
really. Thank you. Gosh. So you heard it here first. That's me, Tango, this week.
And it is very good, because you know my term of affection to you is the witch.
Calls me the witch.
The yeah. witch.
When did you become a witch?
I've always been a witch. I think witches are born, not made. And although, you know, I'm doing a bit of a quirky thing here, I'm pretty serious about what I do.
But what and made you think at
I was
young
about,
age,
about 5 years old, and a trauma... kind of led me to be able to predict what would happen to kids at school, what they'd have in the sandwiches and all this sort of thing. And I told a chap he'd fall out of a tree. Following the day, he fell out of a tree, broke his arm. I was hauled before their mistress of a school in London. And at the age of five, Paul had devil inside me. And the vicar came in and he was praying over me. So I ran home and said, Mum. And of course, the next day, she went up to school and said words you can't say on here. And then it just grew from there.
So,
what was any of that?
This is
what
Kev.
Was he saying?
I know, he's got one of those... I think he's got a fat tongue.
Joking, geez.
Yeah, that's...
Was that offensive? Sorry.
That's Kev. Okay.
Kev.
Yeah, so that's Kev. He uses the ancient ritual of jumping as high as you want the crops to grow
yeah.
on Ruth to help her win Strictly Come Dancing.
Makes sense.
It's going to be quite a poor crop yield this year. there's also a bit when he's talking about that, he says, notice I've got the broomstick the other way around, like it should be.
Oh, like it should be.
I have absolutely no idea what that means. So yeah, roof jumps. Then it moves on to Kev explaining that witches are born and not made.
Yes, of course, it's genetic.
He then says at the age of five he became a witch, which is good. And he could suddenly predict what would happen to sandwiches and all that sort of thing. Which is good, presumably.
I don't know what he's talking about.
He then told one of his classmates that they'd fallen out of a tree. And they did. And then, you know, the usual, he got dragged in front of a vicar. And the vicar tried to exorcise him. And then his mother came round and swore at the vicar. So it's all fairly normal so far, fairly standard white witch practices.
Sure.
In this next clip. So any thoughts on that? Apart from
I really don't. Okay. I really don't know what to say to this.
Just bored or?
No, not. I'm just really confused.
Okay.
Where did they find him?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. Well, because you'll hear Eamon's thoughts on this sort of thing. But I don't know if the producers just come up to them on the morning and go, oh, we got a witch on for a couple of minutes. And then they've just got to deal with it. Because they don't seem interested either. Anyway.
It's ITV, though, isn't it?
Anything true. In this next clip, we're going to hear about Kev's powers of prediction and also some of the other great services that he offers to people who pay him money.
And you believe you can predict events?
I can predict events.
Like, what have you predicted?
Theresa May, Donald Trump, did an interview on NBC television a couple of years ago, I think, predicted them. But also, sadly, I predict there will be a war and it won't be America's making.
You believe there will be a war?
Yeah, yeah.
With?
North Korea.
OK. What about spells? You say people come
cheery
to
news.
See you. Yeah, people come to see you, and you said you about fertility and love.
Yeah,
and mostly women. You say most of your
most
clients
of my clients are women.
Are women.
Quite a contingent are having affairs, and they obviously want the man. They want the husband to clear up and all this. Mm. But then I get husbands contacting me.
Shh, I don't want you talking about that.
basically, to do a spell on the wife so that she can't do anything with another man. And also vice versa, to stop a man getting an erection. that works quite dramatically. They don't stray anymore.
How do you cast a spell? What do you do?
Oh, is it in a circle all marked out? I've got quite a large coven in Hastings, where I come from.
But I thought you were a white witch. I thought you were a good witch. You're not supposed to do
goodie,
bad.
Oh, I'm a goodie, but it's not bad if you've got a man that's
well, it's pretty bad
really.
If you can't do the business, isn't it?
Well, it is for a man, yeah.
Yes.
But you shouldn't be doing it anyway.
All right, OK.
And what about fertility? Because that's quite a claim.
I've been logged in magazines and different things around the world. I give people crystals that can change their molecular structure for a short time, if you like. And against all odds, yes, they've conceived. And I've even had a fertility clinic on to me in the past saying, well, how do you do it? I said, I haven't got a clue. I tap into this energy. It's a bit like electricity. You can cook with it or kill with it. It's straight down the middle. And people say, oh, you mean force in Star Wars? And I say, similar.
Similar.
So you choose whether you use it for good or evil?
Yeah, I don't go down the evil route very much. I mean, I get a lot of people want revenge spells, people killed off. That sort of thing.
Except the odd impotence spell. That's nothing else there.
So, quite a lot to dissect there.
Yes. It doesn't go down the evil route very much.
Well, I mean,
obviously he has done it. He's dabbled in the dark arts.
The problem is with these things, okay, so he decides what is good or what is permissible for him to do a spell on, morally.
Sure.
But he's happy with making a career from taking money from people. Who are, you know, desperate,
bewildered. There's levels to it. There's
so
levels.
I'm not sure I trust his sort of moral compass to decide what's good and evil.
Really? You're not taking the word of a witch?
No. Even a white witch, which means he's a good one, I believe. So, obviously, there's going to be a war not of America's making with North Korea.
What does that mean, not of America's making?
I assume it's not... I don't know. It's not going to be due to anything America do, I think.
Right.
Yeah. I'd love if they got him back once the whole North Korea thing blows over to see what he actually meant.
Yeah. Like those people that predict the end of the world. And then when that date has gone past, they go... Yeah. I know we said that.
No, I forgot to carry the one.
Yeah.
It's actually next year. Yeah. So that's something to look forward to that Eamon agrees with.
Crackpot.
A lot of his clients are having affairs, or would like to, or are the partners of people who are having affairs.
You've also started doing it now.
What? Maybe you put one on me. Maybe I'm evil. But I don't want you to get worried.
How
about
are your genitals?
Oh, they've gone all shriveled about 24 years ago. I don't need to worry about how he casts the spells and stuff.
I'm not.
Because we're thinking, oh, well, it doesn't sound very realistic. But as he clearly explains to Ruth, that he uses a circle that's all marked out, which is good. And he's got quite a large coven in Hastings.
Did he get a planning permission, do you think?
I don't know. I don't know what any of that means.
Of course it's in Hastings.
I know,
naturally.
Yeah. Oh, he's also cured people of infertility, which he does by changing their molecular structure for a short time.
Yes.
Obviously, a fertility clinic...
They temporarily turn into a fish.
A fertility clinic got in touch with him to find out how he does this, and he simply told them that he doesn't know, which is good, which is... I mean, make something up. Like, he's going, no, I never would like to lie about any of this. So I've got to be truthful. I simply don't know. Oh, God almighty. And his powers are similar to the Force in Star Wars, which is good.
Yeah.
Which, that
handy
brings...
for him.
I know, yeah. That will bring us up to the third and final clip, where Kev will tell us how he spends his Halloween, and he'll have one final go at ensuring Ruth survives another week of Strictly Come Dancing, which incidentally she did.
Spooky.
All in the best possible time.
Yeah, and coming up to Halloween, are your services in more demand, or is Halloween like the big fun time of the year for you?
It's literally a fun time. The kiddies come trick-or-treating. I kind of dress up like this, wait for them to come up the steps, creak on the front door, boom, and they're gone. Mm-hmm. So, really, it's a fun party time, not so much serious witchcraft.
Good. OK. Well, you grab your broom. You're going
I've
up that
broomstick.
Leader table
I'm
tomorrow.
Going up the, I'm going up. Take it with me for good luck.
Let me do something.
Yes, Ken.
Oh, hello.
May it be so! You come up the leaderboard. So may it be done!
Oh, crikey.
You wouldn't do that in front of Craig Revel Horwood, yeah. Really. I think he needs a spell cast now. Actually, that's a very good idea. You and I'll have a chat.
Okay. I think he might be mad.
That little spell at the end, that fine line, was when I was speaking to a recruitment advisor. Come Yeah, don't mind that. I am still interested.
It's just Kev next door.
So Halloween's a fun time for him where he waits for children to come on his property and then jumps out and scares them.
Yeah. Well, you've got to get your kick somehow.
I mean,
as an adult man.
Yeah. I would like to do maybe a monthly look at someone who's involved with the occult.
I'd like to do that as well. Maybe it's a new item in the making.
Yeah. Do you think he's young, right?
No.
Okay. Me neither. It might actually count as a Yarite because he claims on his personal website he's the number one TV witch in the world. Actually, I've made some notes from his website if you'd like to hear them.
Please.
I'll tell you what, we'll play a song and then we'll come back. Yeah?
That was One Direction with For What It's Worth on the Tom and Jack podcast.
You've completely ruined that for me.
You're listening to Tom and Jack. Put the two together and you've got the Tom and Jack podcast.
Just briefly before we do Boom Boom Apprentice.
Yes.
Nailed it. I'd just like to run through a couple of points that I noticed on www.kevthewitch.co.uk, which you're welcome to peruse in your own time.
I will.
If I don't cover it all. It's an incredible website. So it's 32 pages, which might sound odd for a website.
But yes, that does sound odd.
And it is odd, because it's just sort of a page, and then at the top it'll say page one, and then there'll be links for the other 31 pages.
Sure.
But just like a bit like a book, but not quite.
Perhaps an e-book.
Yeah, it's all in caps as well. there's also several links to other websites that he just said, find out more about me on these other websites. So there's a link to kevincarlin.com, which is a poker player in America.
Right.
Which had nothing to do with Kev the Witch. There's also his Facebook link, which takes you to a Kev Carlin who's a 30-something father of two in Dorset. So I'm not sure he's entitled. I was thinking about messaging
him
to seeing if he knows that he's linked on this website.
He probably gets a fair share of messages.
Probably.
Wow. Can you stop my husband's penis getting erect, please?
I think the first...
And then he probably messages back saying, well, I'll try.
That's good of him. The first line of the website as well says, you've been drawn to this website for a reason, which is good.
Yeah.
And then he goes on to say, spells that he offers vary between £30 and £300, although more specialist work is more expensive.
Okay, and what class is a specialist work in his
field? I don't
know,
but there's also a qualifying statement that a time span for a spell to work is not guaranteed, as each spell must be taken on an individual basis.
Of course, you can't
just... So, if you're looking for a refund...
It's like cancer treatment, isn't it, really? Like chemo.
In a way, yeah.
Different courses, different...
So, yeah, if you're
doses.
Looking for a refund for your £300, then you've just got to wait, because it might take 10 years.
Does he accept PayPal?
I don't know, actually. I didn't look into it. There is a number, though, which maybe we should ring at one point.
Why not?
Have a chat. Can cure you.
There's nothing wrong with me.
There's nothing wrong with you, mate. Spells he offers as well, the spells that he can and has performed include those to enhance love, luck, fertility, finance or health. He also does basic curse removal and exorcism.
Basic curse removal. Just your standard curses.
He can also...
Unholy devil curses.
Yeah. He can also do sort of the standard spells that are, in, that are used in in selling a home.
And what would they be?
I don't know, he doesn't go into it.
I assume he means, like, haunted?
I don't think so,
ghost?
No.
No?
Just to improve your house selling capabilities.
All right.
Proper good juju and that. he can also help your education / learning. More obscure, he can also cure you of your fear of sailing. Which...
Not of the sea, no, but perhaps sea. Of tying
not
knots.
The sea, not of flight, yeah. Not knowing which is starboard.
Yeah, and port.
Sailors. Oh, hello.
Oh, hello, seamen, yeah.
Oh, wow. No, he just does fertility. Oh.
Hey.
And he also does some darker work. ..
Some, really? Yeah, there's actually a little ellipsis yeah. there. Wow.
So that is www.kevthewitch.co.uk.
I'd like for that ellipsis to be a hyperlink off to like his dark page. That'd be great.
Or on the dark web.
Mm.
Yeah, well, maybe it is. I didn't actually check.
Mm.
Maybe we should look into the sponsorship with him or something.
Him to sponsor the podcast or yeah, us to sponsor his website? Because I'm not paying for that.
Well, we pay to sponsor him.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I don't. Whatever you want to do, mate.
Whatever. Okay. Yeah. So that's it. That's all we've got time for in terms of Kev the Witch this
Shame.
Week. We'll come back to Kev the Witch next week, I'm sure. Do you want to do some?
Yeah, be Halloween. Be appropriate.
Yeah, I know. I thought maybe I'll save it, but nah. Got to do heebie-beebies, isn't it? Right. Time for your new favourite feature.
Graffiti artist. The irony will be that the writing will be on the wall for one of you today.
This is the part of the show where we take a look at TV's Apprentice, take a look at the host, Lord Alan of Sugar, and see, well, occasionally sometimes his jokes don't quite work.
I like, can I just say, while my mind's thinking about it, I was sort of... Wednesday night's episode was sort of in the background. My girlfriend was watching it, and it's just clicked with me that they spent. So they did robots or something like that.
They were selling robots.
And he spent this whole time talking about how you came up with one name for it, but then you changed it, and you shouldn't do that. But didn't the whole point of the show was it used to be at the end the bloke would go, "The search for Sir Alan Sugar's apprentice continues," and now he says. The search for Lord Sugar's business partner continues. So
that's true. Should we call the allowed, business partner?
He's allowed to change what he wants, but other people aren't. I don't particularly like him. I think, and pardon my French, he might be a.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Although, ironically, he looks like a testicle.
Yes, so. True. Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to think.
I think you should get your nuts checked, mate. If that's what
Iron.
Just angry little testes.
They have got goatees though.
Just growling every now and then.
Yeah, so like you said, this week they were designing robots and that, as you do.
Yeah.
An
antiquated thing to do. Does he really think that
honestly,
that is what? Like, I thought he was meant to be a beacon of the business world.
Well, I think he was at some point, but they had like the Amstrad email phone.
Yeah.
Like that was meant to be the original thing. And I mean, it's only not mentioned alongside the Newton because not even enough people bought it for it to be a commercial flop.
You're going to go out and sell something that no one's bought for 20 years because no one's interested. Great.
Yeah, so obviously, you know, he was loving some of the robot puns. Some fantastic ones were, he put a woman in charge of the men's team.
Mm.
He said, "We'll call you the motherboard."
Yeah.
Which is good.
That is good.
But the one I want to focus on this week, he uses a pop cultural reference to make a joke, which is obviously a common thing.
Absolutely.
That's very much how the Big Bang Theory works. You would just say...
something that exists.
We just say the Lord of the Rings, and then there's a laugh track.
Yes.
Or something like that. Or
Star Trek, yeah.
Sheldon, are you going to go and watch Harry Potter? No, I'm not going to go and watch Harry Potter. I only like realistic stuff like Star Wars, and I've got autism and that. And this whoosh.
Yeah.
The whole universe was in a heart. Then start. The end.
Yes.
So that's very much how that sort of comedy works when it's done well. So.
Penny, you're stupid, aren't you? Because you're a woman. Yes.
But in a way, she's clever because she's clever at some things. Because they're really clever at.
Oh, she's socially
together,
advanced.
Correct. Yeah.
And they are inept.
Yeah.
In that respect.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's.
God, there's such depth to that show. I never realised. I never knew it had that many levels.
Oh, I hate it so much.
For a comedy show about science, it couldn't be stupid.
Yeah, I know it is. I read somewhere that the irony is that it's a show about smart people that's aimed at the most stupid people that walk the earth.
Yeah. It's quite something.
Anyway, though, we're talking about other sorts. As you can see, we're into comedy, so we can break down stuff and that sort of meta level. Right, anyway... Lord Sugar uses a pop culture reference that involves a robot. It's from a famous film. So he tries to use the most famous quote from the film to make a joke. Doesn't quite work, and I think you'll realise why.
Well, this task is about robots, and I just want to make it perfectly clear that I'm the Terminator. And I can promise you that one of you will not be coming back.
Yeah. Okay. What does that mean, though?
So,
because that's not...
So he mentioned robots and he says Terminator, which is a famous film series.
About a robot.
About a robot, and the robot's called the Terminator.
Yes.
Famously played, I'm sure you remember, by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh yes, I remember now.
So Arnold Schwarzenegger's catchphrase when he's playing the Terminator, it does include the word back in it, okay?
Yes.
But
I wouldn't say it's a catchphrase, it's just the one line.
Sorry, not but catchphrase, yes. But famous line.
The famous line, yeah.
So the Terminator's catchphrase is...
I'll be back.
I'll be back. It's not I'll be coming back. So what Sugar said is...
I'll be coming back.
The task is about robots, and I just want to make it perfectly clear that I'm the Terminator.
Yep.
And I can promise you, one of you will not be coming back.
Right.
Which, lest we forget, if he's the Terminator,
yes.
Then the contestants are Sarah Connor in that scenario.
In theory,
just for
yes.
For example. Yeah, okay. Or sure. Not the Terminator, then.
Well,
leave
anyone.
It at that. We'll leave it at not the Terminator.
Anyone in that film.
So, the Terminator doesn't say, I'll be coming back. But he also doesn't say it about someone else.
You'll be... Yeah. He doesn't say, you'll be coming back.
No,
or
he doesn't
you'll
say
be
that.
Back. Or... Again, he's just really lost the how a joke works.
I reckon someone gave him the script for it and he went, yeah, I've got all that. And they go, yeah, but say... No, I've got all that.
Rest assured. I'm Brexit, and you'll be the Terminator.
Right, Alan, but make sure you say, I'll be back next week, but one of you won't be. Make sure you say that. Yeah, no, I got that.
Yeah, got that.
You
yeah,
won't
yeah, yeah.
be back, you're going to get terminated.
That's fine. Now. Can we just shoot that again? And can you? No, 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 no. We're done with that now.
Oh, so...
I don't like watching The Apprentice because it just makes me just...
Well, I've always kidded myself.
I feel very numb inside when I watch The Apprentice because there was such... Like, if all of a sudden, like, The Bake Off, for example, just started being about... If it just turned into a novelty show where the point was that they're all idiots who don't know how to bake...
That's a good point, actually.
That'd
That's
be
a very
right.
good point.
I'd watch it for a little bit, but then I'd be like, okay, we've just ruined it now.
That's such a good point, actually. If you put
but
it,
but apparently it's all right for The Apprentice. To
I know.
Just everyone knows that they're not business people and they're just stupid. And that's fine for people to watch it.
It's well, normally I can just...
Paul
honestly...
Hollywood was just going around going,
You can whisk a f***ing cat. Yeah, I know. I can't. I'm not getting on with this yet.
This week, year. You're making a Victoria sponge, but rest assured, you're the only sponge around here. F*** off. I wouldn't watch it anymore. But it's fine for The Apprentice to be that now after how many series?
Probably like 13, I think. Something mental like that. Well, there always used to be. There were one or two who were actually reasonably switched on and stuff. Yeah. Or they'd just be sort of...
Katie Hopkins.
Well, of course, yeah. Or they'd just be... I saw Katie Hopkins in St. Ives once before all the vitriol and I did nothing.
She was just eating a tub of butter.
No, she wasn't. She was with her kids and she was being nice to her kids. So I know what she's really like. Yeah. And I should have just kicked her into the sea.
You should have done.
Yeah, anyway, I can't get on with it this year. They're too stupid. They're just all so bad.
It's weird.
The first three tasks, the blokes team, have been probably the three worst performances I've ever seen on The Apprentice.
Yeah.
Like, they've made negative money, no money, and then about 80 quid. But then the women, they make like 200 quid. Bear in mind, nine of them have been working for 48 hours straight. That's about half a penny an hour they're on. Yeah, well done. I'm very impressed by that. And the treats.
You lot tonight are going to go to SeaWorld. Great.
I bet you'll play that.
You're going to see some great fish. It's going to be fantastic. I've been there. I saw a turtle. I slapped it on the bonks.
You've had enough of making burgers this week, so I've got you a trip to the abattoir. You're going to see how a cow goes from a cow to a burger. I'll see you next week. And the rest of you...
And then they do this thing at the house that makes me even more depressed. I just think, God, if I had to sit in that little courtyard...
That's
with
the
them
worst
going,
bit,
oh
think.
My God, what do you think? What was it like in the boardroom? Oh, no, yeah, I don't know. It's like a students' union. Of
it is,
freaks.
Isn't it? Oh.
It's like it's become more and more like Made in Chelsea.
I know. It's like at uni if you live with all the club reps. That's what it'd be like. If you live
yeah, that's exactly what it's
20
like.
20 of them. I can't do it. Some of them can't even speak. There's always one who they just get... They speak like footballers. They get their tenses mixed up and stuff and they go, at the make some macitude, add lad and sugar, and I pull myself up by the bootstrapper and I don't... Better than that. Shut the...
Maybe they should... Next week's task should be they have to go out into a uni... city and sell club night tickets.
Well, that is what they're... There's people now who just... They must just be the wacky ones in the fish shop or something who just make people laugh.
The fish shop?
Like a fish and chip shop.
Oh, right.
Go, no, go on, you can fit your two better sausages. And they go, all right then, I'm a businessman. Ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't... I fail to see the entertainment side of it. I really do.
No,
it's just very irritating.
Yeah, it's starting... Honestly, it's fading on me now. I can't... Be offered with it. Ugh. Anyway, that was much better.
Can I just say just one more point on that? Because I was just flicking through my phone and I was on Twitter and it was the bit where, so the men's team, I think it was, they'd made a board about what their robot does and there was a spelling error.
Yeah.
And a guy I know tweeted being like, oh my God, I can't believe how funny that is about the spelling error. And I was like, that's not... They're meant to be, like, business professionals. They wouldn't do that if this was actually a show about business professionals.
No, I know.
They're morons. It's not... It's just exploitative. It's weird.
Well, it's kind of exploitative, but I feel okay about it because they are all cocks and you wouldn't go on it if you weren't a cock. And, like, that bloke was right... The bloke who got fired this week, the third week in, when, like, if you didn't have your eyes crossed, you wouldn't have been fired that week. He wrote speeches for David Cameron, and in the first week, he was boasting that he helps landlords evict people from their homes.
Wow.
These people are in charge of stuff. Anyway. Yeah.
Graffiti artist. The irony will be that the writing will be on the wall for one of you today.
There's something slightly haunting about that.
I know, I like it. Being an 8-bit. In an organ.
Yeah, absolutely.
In an organ, in a church. Right. Time for... This is a piece of classical music that... Yeah. So this is the part of the show where you and I, Jack, and indeed the listeners, if there still are any...
A journey through history,
perhaps? Well, sort of, but we're learning week by week, a little bit at a time, about classical music. So I play a classical music song, and I'll give you just a couple of quick bullet points about it. So this week's is taken from the... Bach-Werk...
You are insufferable.
Verneuxis, or BWV, as we call it, for short.
Who's we? Who's we in this situation?
Me and the other classical music experts.
I see.
So it's taken from...
The Songs of Praise team.
Taken from the Bach-Werk Verzeichnis, or BWV from now on, catalogue. Johann Sebastian Bach, the famous Baroque German composer.
Oh yes.
Brings you Prelude and Fugue in C major. And I'm sure you know this already, but just in case anyone doesn't know.
He brings it to you.
It's the first Prelude
on a
and
dinner plate.
Fugue in the first book of the Well-Tempered Clavier. And it's 35 bars long.
Do you think this is... What do you think this is? I don't know what this is anymore. Are you taking the piss? Is that what it is? I can't tell what you're doing with this.
I'm trying to educate people. I see. Why can't we be informative as well? Well, not
can't
funny,
we be
but,
friends?
Okay, so it's 35 bars long, which I think is a great length. And it's just piano. There's nothing else, mate. Just a piano. Listen to the tunes he gets out of it. You won't even believe them.
Mad bars.
That's about all we've got time for this week. If you've got friends who don't have Apple phones...
For whatever reason, really.
Subscribe.
Perhaps they're better than you.
Yeah, they normally are. So get them to subscribe on Android.
Yeah.
Feel free to review the podcast. Watch all our videos.
I met a guy the other week who was... Just a quick one. He was your typical Samsung phone owner.
If you honestly think you're better than people for having a different type of phone, you really need to go out and have some sex with a consenting partner of your choice.
Do you know what my tactic was for confronting it?
What, ignore it?
Complete silence.
Oh.
I just sat and let him ramble on about how he thought he was better than everyone. And
where was this at work?
Girlfriend's parents' house. Oh. It was their family friend.
Oh dear.
And I just chose to sit in silence and let him go on about it.
I assume you didn't ask, did you?
No, I didn't ask him a single question.
Did you go, oh, you've got a Samsung, have you? How small is your penis? Right, that'll probably do.
That'll do, pig.